From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. The state legislature has adjourned. Sue Lincoln has been following all the twists and turns of the session for Capital Access. So, is it really over?
For the legislative branch, yes, it is. For the executive branch, no, because they still have to go through all the bills that have been passed with a fine-tooth comb. And for the judicial branch, that remains to be seen. It could just be getting started.
This legislative session was about the budget from day one. And part of that was of course, that it was a fiscal session. And part of it was there was a $1.6 billion shortfall to overcome. Governor Bobby Jindal was demanding a revenue-neutral budget. That was his number one priority, one with no net tax increase in it. Did the governor ultimately get what he wanted or not?
That's what he said to us at a press conference he held after the conclusion of the session. Of course, he did get the SAVE plan passed. That's the plan that creates an assessment on college students that they won't have to pay, for which they sign over their refundable tax credit to the Board of Regents, which will then get the money out of a dedicated higher education fund. The money flows in there from these other tax increases. But then there's the question of, can the Board of Regents, which is a nonprofit organization, actually collect a tax credit on behalf of the students? This is why I said, maybe we'll get the judicial branch involved in this before long.
There had been quite a number of lawmakers who, as this idea was making its way through the process in the legislature, you know, were calling it a sham, or worse in some cases. In the end, though, it seems like they held their noses and said, okay, because this was the way to preserve funding for higher education and to have the budget plan pass muster with the governor and get past his veto pen.
Pretty much. The House exerted a lot of independence early on, but there was an awful lot of lobbying going on from higher education folks. F. King Alexander from the LSU system was there. Monty Sullivan from the Louisiana Community and Technical College system was there. Governor Jindal even went down on the House floor at one point to do a little arm twisting, which is totally out of character for him. There was a lot riding on this, and although we thought early that it wasn't going to go, that the legislature was going to show some independence and pass a balanced budget, but one that did not take into account revenue neutrality, that all turned around late in the afternoon on Thursday.
Are businesses going to say that the legislature indeed passed a budget without a tax increase?
I don't believe so, nor are smokers. The cigarette tax was voted up by 50 cents per pack. Businesses are losing 25% of the income tax refund they get for paying their inventory tax. In addition, they're losing 1 cent of the exemption they now have for sales taxes that they have to pay on their utilities. So businesses are not going to be happy with this scheme.
And that's unusual, too, is it not, for businesses to sort of take a whack like that?
Extremely unusual, especially under this administration. For the last 7 years prior to this session, this administration has been doing everything in its power, financially, tax incentive-wise, tax credit-wise, to show that Louisiana is a great place to do business. And now we are saying, well, things have gotten tight, so you need to pay your fair share. And that's been part of the push-pull of this last session.
Part of the goal with that push-pull at the outset was to make sure that in addition to higher education, that healthcare services were preserved. Did both of those things happen?
The budget they ended up with was the Senate version, which did fully fund higher education and health care, and that includes additional money for the public-private partnerships, which were in danger of dissolving, some of them, if they did not get the amount of money that they had asked for.
That's the public-private partnerships with what was the state charity hospital system.
Correct.
Do you think the dynamic will change between the legislature and whomever the next governor may be?
Depends on who is elected governor and who is elected leader of each of the houses. The Senate voted to change the nomination process for Senate president from being a public voice acclaim nomination to being done by secret ballot. Currently, whoever is governor makes a suggestion of who he or she thinks should be the speaker, should be the Senate president, and generally that's who they vote on, up or down.
Basically, it would be less likely that the governor would essentially handpick the leadership of the Senate under those circumstances, if it were a secret ballot where allegiances would not be openly declared.
Correct.
Well, Sue Lincoln, thank you for all of your reporting during this session. We will be hearing more from you. Capital Access will continue.
Absolutely. We'll go back and do some Monday morning quarterbacking on it. And we'll be looking ahead to the elections, and who knows what else I'll be able to pick out of the air of politics here in Louisiana.
Well, we look forward to that.
Thank you.
I'm Amy Jeffries, and this is WRKF.